the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
To praise the Lord. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Titus, I've received a letter from the believers at Corinth asking for counsel concerning various matters.
Yes. For one thing, they want to know what they should do about taking their legal disputes into court.
That's one of their questions. But Titus, the Holy Spirit has impressed me that the problem is more serious than just wanting the answers to a few questions.
How is that, Paul?
Well, I believe the trouble lies in the fact that many have forgotten the principles of Christianity and are disregarding the instructions of Jesus.
But we studied with them for quite some time when we were there. They seemed to grasp Christ's teachings rather well.
Yes, while we were there, we could give them help, encouragement. But since we left them, I'm afraid the surrounding idolatry and sensuality have influenced some of the church members to return to their evil habits.
Well, Chloe, one of the Christians in Corinth, is visiting here in Ephesus now. Perhaps we should talk to him.
That's an excellent idea. Let's go to see him. He's a good, solid citizen.
And it seems that such divisions and dissensions have increased greatly. False teachers are leading many away from the teaching of Jesus. I think you should visit Corinth again. I'm sure you could get the church united once more.
You both know how dearly I love the believers in Corinth, and it grieves me greatly to know of the contentions and divisions that now exist among them. But I'm not sure I should leave Ephesus at this time. But Titus, you could go.
Paul, I would be glad to do anything to help them, but you're the one who can influence them. Well, I'm afraid that I'm just not you, Paul.
Of course you're not, and I'm not you. But Jesus can use both of us. Titus, with much anguish of heart, I have sought counsel of God as to the best method of helping our believers in Corinth. I believe it best that you go to Corinth, but I will write a letter that you may read to them. I'll join you there at a later date.
Are you sure that's the best thing to do?
Yes, I'm sure. For as I told you, I've sought counsel of God before making any decision.
Well, then, you better get to your writing.
Right. But first, let's go over the points that we must cover. We must first remind them that when they accept Christ, they turned away from idol worship and should in no manner return to such practices.
And I believe you should answer the question about taking a brother to court.
I suppose I should, but it grieves me that such a question has arisen. In the first place, no Christian should be guilty of any action that need be taken to court.
And certainly no such disagreement should be made public knowledge. That would surely bring disgrace and ridicule upon the church.
That's true. It's regrettable, but true.
What are you going to say about the false teachers who, according to Chloe, are leading some away from Christ's standards?
Titus, I know that in every step in the Christian's pathway, Satan will be opposing them. I hope to show them that only through much prayer and constant watchfulness can they turn aside the attacks of the enemy. I hope I can help them behold God's love and God's glory.
You really love the people at Corinth, don't you, Paul?
Yes, I do.
But why? It seems to me that they have given us more trouble than... Well, I guess more trouble than any other church has.
Well, possibly they have, but perhaps they've had more disrupting influences to contend with. And more of those false teachers that seem to turn up wherever a Christian church is organized.
Which brings us back to the question of... What are you going to say about those false teachers?
I don't think I'll say anything, Titus. By calling attention to them, I might increase the division of the church. I don't want to magnify individuals. I want to magnify Jesus Christ.
Are you going to answer their questions about divorce?
Oh, Titus, surely you know what Jesus said about divorce. What God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. But maybe I should remind them again. Now, let's see. How shall I begin the letter?
Just a minute, Paul. If you're ready to start, I'll get my paper and pen and write down what you say.
Oh, if only I can impress them with God's love and his concern for them. Oh, ready, Titus?
Yes, Paul.
Right. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints...
Continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Hey, little dove, so brown and gray, you make such a sad, sad sound. But you won't be a mourning dove that day when the Lord of the earth comes down. And hey, willow tree with the falling leaves that flow like tears to the ground. You won't be a weeping on that day when the Lord of the earth comes down. You'll be a laughing willow and a dancing dove.
Thank you.
sad? Does it seem your life is turning out so bad? Well, the Lord of love, give it half a chance, makes your heart to smile and your feet to dance. Like the laughing willow and the dancing dove, made brand new by the Lord of love. No more sorrow, only joy above. Laughing willow and the dancing dove.
Laughing willow and the dancing dove.
And be with us tonight for our meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sam. Okay, whose turn is it to read a favorite Bible text this week?
Me, Pastor Prez.
Great. Okay, Bible Club members, let's give Rhiannon our full attention again.
My text is found in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19.
The book of Proverbs contains wise sayings by King Solomon. Some say he was the wisest man who ever lived. Go ahead and read.
Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment.
That's a great text, Rhiannon. What does that say to you?
It says that if you tell the truth, those words will always be true. But if you lie, your words are only good for about 30 minutes.
Did someone say something untruthful to you recently?
Not exactly. I said something untruthful.
Really? What happened?
Well, my mom asked me if I remembered to do something for her, and I said yes, when I really hadn't. Well, later, I had to make up another lie to cover the first one. Each time I said something that wasn't true, I soon had to say something else so that no one would figure out what I'd done. By the end of the day, that one little lie had turned into a bunch of little lies. So I finally told the truth. Boy, that felt good. My lies lasted only a few minutes, but one truth lasted days and days. Solomon sure was right. When I told my mom what I'd done, she was upset with me. But she said she was glad that I learned my lesson. So, Pastor Prez, do you see this tongue?
Yes, I do.
Well, from now on, you're only going to hear the truth from it. No more lies.
That's very good news, Rhiannon. Something we all need to learn. And, Rhiannon?
Yes?
You can put your tongue back in your mouth now.
Okay.
This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
alleluia, la 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 la, alleluia, la 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 la.
Smile at a friend next to you.
That's more like it.
Ha la 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 la, alleluia. 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 Shake a hand, shake a hand.
Rubber back next to you.
Pretend now. Let's pretend we're quiet animals. We can tiptoe around in a circle.
Happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Have you ever been asked to be in a wedding? Maybe someone wanted you to be a junior bridesmaid or an usher. Maybe they wanted you to light the candles or spread flower petals. If you have, you know how crazy the wedding planning and rehearsals can be. That's what Maria finds out in this Shoebox Kids mystery. This time, Maria has a real problem. She's excited about being in her aunt's wedding, but everything is going wrong. Should she refuse to be a junior bridesmaid? Can you figure out what happened to Maria's missing dress before she does? Chapter 10. Call the police, quick! Chris stared at the open diaper bag. Suddenly, he was very serious. He didn't take your dress, Maria. He took Yo-Yo's doll clothes. Maria couldn't believe Chris. Even she knew what had happened now. Some detective you are, Chris, she said, rolling her eyes. But what did I say? Chris asked innocently. Can't you see what's in the bag? He's got all Yo-Yo's doll clothes. I'm sorry, but I have no idea how Yo-Yo's doll clothes found their way into our diaper bag, Dan said. By the way, my name is Pastor Hill. Chris's eyes got even bigger. Now he's trying to pretend he's Pastor Hill. We've got to call the police. Sammy shook his head sadly and put his hand on Chris's shoulder to keep him from running to a phone. Maria could tell that Sammy wanted to laugh. It appeared as though everyone but Chris knew what had happened. But if Chris didn't figure it out soon, she was afraid he really would call the police. Maria, are you in there? Is Pastor Hill in there? Mrs. Vargas asked from the doorway. Jenny moved from in front of the door, and she nudged Sammy and Chris out of the way, too, so Mrs. Vargas could come in. Mrs. Vargas looked puzzled. I'm glad I found you, Pastor Hill. Suddenly, she stopped talking when she thought to wonder why everyone was packed in the baby room. What are you doing in here, Maria? I was looking for my dress. But in here? Mrs. Vargas asked. Maria pointed. We thought he took my dress and hid it in the diaper bag. Maria knew what she said didn't sound very good. Moms always wanted explanations to sound reasonable. He said he was Pastor Hill, Mom, Chris announced. Maria rolled her eyes again. Jenny finally snickered, and Sammy looked like he was just about ready to give up. Mrs. Vargas smiled and sat down. Maybe I deserve an explanation about what is going on, she said. Maria? First of all, Maria knelt down. May I have your doll suitcase, Yo-Yo? She asked. Yo-Yo silently gave Maria her pink suitcase. Maria laid it on the floor and opened it. But, Chris stammered, but he couldn't finish his sentence. Maria held up her pink dress and gave it to her mom. Then she looked at Yo-Yo. Why did you take the dress, Yo-Yo? Yo-Yo wanted to cry, but she held it in. I didn't want you to have to wear the dress if you didn't want to. She sniffled and rubbed her eyes. So you took the dress and hid it so I wouldn't have to be in the wedding? Yo-Yo nodded. I'm sorry. I just wanted to be your best sister. Maria hugged Yo-Yo. You are my best sister, Yo-Yo. Now we should apologize for causing all this trouble. Maria stood up. I'm sorry for thinking you took my dress, Pastor Hill, Maria said. Pastor Hill smiled. Mrs. Hill smiled, and Maria thought their little baby was smiling, too. Yo-Yo wiped her eyes and looked up at Pastor Hill. I'm sorry, she said. Finally, Maria turned to Chris. Have you figured it out yet? She could tell her brother was still puzzled. I guess so. Yo-Yo didn't think you would have to be in the wedding if you couldn't find your dress, so she took her doll clothes out of her little suitcase to make room for your dress. But she didn't have any place to put the doll clothes, so she stuffed them in the diaper bag, Chris said. Right, Maria said. What don't you understand? You still look confused. Chris sighed in exasperation. Why is everyone calling him Pastor Hill? Oh, Maria laughed. So you can't always solve a mystery, huh? So? Maria couldn't stop laughing. This Pastor Hill is our Pastor Hill's brother. Our Pastor Hill is sick and can't talk, so he asked his brother to take his place. That's what he was talking about on the phone when we overheard him. And he is the same man who called that day my dress came. Now it doesn't seem so strange that he said he was Pastor Hill when Pastor Hill was outside talking to Mom at the same time. Suddenly, Mrs. Vargas jumped up. Oh, my, we better get you dressed, Maria. You had the most beautiful wedding in the world, Angie, Maria said at the reception. You were so beautiful. It all did turn out perfect, didn't it? Angie smiled. And I'm especially glad you found your dress. Maria shook Uncle Ben's hand. But before she went to get her juice and a piece of cake, she whispered in Angie's ear, Thank you for asking me to be in your wedding. Angie just smiled. Maria, over here, Jenny called from a table in the corner. Balancing her cake and trying not to spill her juice, Maria made her way to the table. It was just perfect, Jenny said. Everything was beautiful, and so were you, Maria. Chris and Sammy rolled their eyes, but Maria could tell by their smiles that they thought it was a nice wedding, too. She blushed a little, then changed the subject so everyone would quit looking at her. I'm sure glad we didn't call the police to arrest this Pastor Hill, she said to Jenny. He's really nice, and that baby Tracy is so cute. Oh, Chris, Pastor Hill was looking for you. Chris chewed one edge of his lip. What did he want? Was he mad at me for calling him a thief? Maria shrugged. I don't know. Maybe he's just being friendly. Chris looked around nervously, then stood up. I'm through eating. Come on, Sammy, let's go.
Go where?
Sammy asked through a mouthful of cake. Just anywhere, Chris answered as he dragged his friend out of the room.
Do you think Pastor Hill is really mad? Jenny whispered.
Maria laughed. No, I think he's going to ask Chris to help him take care of our Pastor Hill's yard this week. I was just playing a joke on Chris. They both stared as Chris and Sammy peeked around one edge of the doorway to the hall. As the boys ducked down to sneak away, Jenny giggled. Poor Chris. I hope he figures it out before too long. Maria, your aunt had a beautiful wedding once the wedding part started. Before that, I thought it was going to be a disaster. Maria nodded. It almost was. First, I didn't like the dress. Then I couldn't find the dress. Then Chris wanted to arrest the pastor. I never thought Yo-Yo would do something like that just to help me.
I'm just glad it's all over, Jenny said. Who knows what will happen next around here?
You never know, Maria agreed with a shake of her head. You never know.
The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 6, The Wedding Dress Disaster, written by Eric Stoffel, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.